Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 10, Sensitivity Training. Sensitivity training refers to training that is designed to develop employees' awareness and understanding of group dynamics and their role in groups. It is also designed to raise employees' awareness of their own attitudes and biases so that they can transform their thinking and contribute to a more equitable workplace. It often focuses on issues such as race, gender, religion, and cultural difference. Benefits. Sensitivity training has been shown to have many benefits. Perhaps most importantly, it raises awareness of cultural difference and diversity, allowing employees to better understand and interact with people different than themselves. It can help employees successfully change behaviors that might be offensive or hurtful, because they are born of biases, both conscious and unconscious. Employees report being better able to make decisions because they are aware of their biases and how these might play into decision making.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
This awareness allows them to make different choices. Sensitivity training has also been shown to improve employees' communication skills. As they become aware of differences in communication style, including forms of communication that might be hurtful, they can change their communication behaviors. This leads to a more harmonious and productive workplace. Finally, sensitivity training helps to foster an inclusive workplace environment by establishing that biases are unacceptable and encouraging employees to change behavior and speak up when they see bias in action. It can also promote a workplace environment where differences are valued. Training content. The content of sensitivity training can vary. You may choose to focus a training on a specific area, such as gender or race. Alternatively, your organization may want to do a broader sensitivity training around a number of issues. It is important to create content that is engaging, interactive, and informative. It is also important to avoid, as much as possible, presenting the material in a way that promotes shame or guilt among participants. Training should include company policies and procedures for dealing with bias, but the focus should not be on punishment and consequences. Instead, the goal is for employees to reflect and potentially change their behavior, including scenarios for participants to evaluate and opportunities to engage in honest self-reflection, is key to constructing a quality sensitivity training. Seek to motivate your participants by describing what they will gain from the training, such as increased self-insight and understanding. Tie the learning to their experiences and invite them to share those experiences at appropriate times. Perhaps most importantly, make the training interactive. If the participants are disengaged, they will not benefit from the training. Build in times for them to interact with each other and with the material
itself. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You can create your own sensitivity training based on what you observe in your workplace, company policies, and expressed needs. You can also hire an outside training company to facilitate sensitivity training. Methods of delivery. Ideally, sensitivity training should be delivered in person in a group setting. This allows for the greatest opportunities for interaction and shared learning. If delivered in person, training should be done in a space where there is room for participants to spread out and interact. It is also key that the training is not just a trainer talking or reading a PowerPoint in front of the room. Build in icebreakers, times for quiet reflection, interactive exercises, and periodic knowledge checks. Also, build in time for breaks since this material can be overwhelming. Online delivery is an option for sensitivity training as well. Though it lacks the interactive component of in-person group training, it can
created
be an effective
with free
method
version
of
for
delivery.
Non-commercial use.
When creating an online sensitivity training, you will likely use a program such as PowerPoint. However, it is key to create engaging content with videos, sound clips, interactive knowledge checks, and clearly stated goals and tasks. Assess effectiveness. It is important to assess the effectiveness of your sensitivity training program. While one indicator of success may be a decline in reported bias incidents, there are other more immediate ways to assess effectiveness. One way is to give participants a pre-test and post-test to see whether their knowledge has changed over the course of the training. You can also ask participants to complete reflective writing exercises that discuss what they have learned and how they will behave differently if at all, going forward now that they have completed training. If you build interactive knowledge checks, you may be able to assess knowledge and change this way. Using quizzes or interactive software can be effective. Perhaps one of the most effective forms of assessment is a post-training survey, where you have participants rate the training, what they have learned, and how valuable they found the training. Case study. BLR Company has decided to conduct a sensitivity training. As the organization has grown and become more diverse, it has become clear that some employees are not sure how to appropriately engage with people who are very different from them. There have been reports of jokes about immigrants, interactions in which one party has felt bullied, and statements made in meetings expressing bias against women. The organization tasks Eugene and Mary with building a sensitivity training and delivering it to his colleagues. Eugene is unsure how to create his training, so he goes online and looks at several different packages that are available. He notices that all the training materials stress that the goal is for people to grow and change, and not to feel shame or guilt over having had biases. He and Mary begin to create a four-hour training that will incorporate discussion of company policies about non-discrimination, opportunities for employees to reflect on their own biases and past behavior, and exercises in which employees will explore difference and learn new ways of engaging with people. They will assess the program through a pre- and post-test and a survey, as well as through interactive quizzes built into the slides of training content.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.